Welcome to the debt collection drill. Moss & Barnett is pleased to present the Debt Collection Drill, the podcast featuring Moss & Barnett shareholders John Rossman and Mike Ponson, providing sage tips for improving collections and compliance.
Welcome to another edition of the Debt Collection Drill. I'm John Rossman, Chair of the Creditors Remedies Group here at Moss & Barnett, and I'm joined once again by my law partner, Mike Ponson. Mike, welcome.
Hi, John. You know, I think it's worth noting this is our anniversary here, 1 year anniversary. We first started doing these last January, so thanks to everybody for listening to us on a monthly basis. John, now I know that in the near future here, you're going to be making presentations at least for two associations. Could you tell us what's on the table for those?
Sure. Starting out, I'm going to be speaking at the DBA annual conference, and that's coming up. My part of the presentation is going to be on February 9th. And that's going to be a roundtable discussion on class actions. And I'm really honored by being on this panel. There's some great attorneys on it, including Tomio Narita, Don Maurice, Chris Legau, and Rob Horowitz. I'm also going to be speaking at the DBA annual conference on a technology panel that will also be on February 9th. And then coming up on February 22nd, I'm doing a roundtable webinar sponsored by Ontario Systems, and that will include Roseanne Anderson, Wendy Badger, and John Bedard. So here again, really honored to be invited to speak with some great attorneys at some great events, and hopefully our listeners, if they're interested, can attend. Mike, let's get right to the issue for today. The title of today's show is Effective Collection Agency Crisis Responses. And we talked about three scenarios in particular that are a crisis for a collection agency and require a response. Mike, the first issue that we're going to discuss deals with letter issues. When a collection agency determines that it has sent out a number of letters that are defective for some reason, there was some language that was missing, some language that was added, some wrong data as far as the balance, and we see this fairly frequently. Mike, what's the best response a collection agency should do when it ascertains that it has indeed sent out a batch of letters that have some incorrect information?
You know, without knowing more, you know, generally our initial response would be, you know, resend the letter, take care of it. But, you know, before you do that, there are some other factors you can look at. You know, the scope. Was this on 10 letters? Was it on 1,000 letters? What are the odds that this letter is going to end up in court someday? Another thing to look at, the statute limitations. If you've got 10 more days until the statute runs, well, then you might, you know, take that risk and wait and hold off and hope that you don't end up in court. You know, whereas if it's a new issue, you just discovered it, it's probably one that you want to take care of right away and make sure that you correct it. You know, keep in mind that a lot of these issues that you run into, failure to set forth the proper amount or leave off some language, you probably will have a bona fide error defense to those claims if your procedures are in place. So, you know, our first suggestion, of course, would always be to go ahead and correct those, but there are some other factors you can look at if there's any question.
One thing that I find so fascinating about our industry, in any other industry in the world, if there were a mistake made in a letter that was sent out, the automatic reaction would be, well, let's just fix the mistake. With the debt collection industry, the concern is the mistake that was made was something that no one would notice, something that was non-material, and by sending out a corrective letter saying, hey, we made a mistake on our previous letter, can actually draw class action lawsuits. So unlike any other industry, we have a situation where certainly the first reaction is let's send out a new letter explaining what happened, but you also have to take a step back and you have to look at the factors and you have to analyze, you know, what was the effect of this letter, how great was the scope, what is the best measured response to this type of situation. Mike, let's switch for a second and talk about inquiries from the media. And this is something we've seen a lot recently where a reporter will contact a collection agency seeking an interview or seeking information about the collection agency or about a particular account. Mike, what are your thoughts as far as what steps a collection agency owner or a manager should take when faced with such an inquiry from the media?
Well, first and foremost, without investigating, I don't think you want to be making any comment to the media. You know, for what it's worth, my experience would be that any verbal comment to the media will be taken out of context. So you do want to be careful making those verbal comments as well, even if it's just to say you don't have a comment. So, you know, to take care in responding. But, you know, first things first, you're going to want to gather that information and do a detailed investigation to make sure all bases are covered before you respond to the media.
You know, one thing we've tried with some success recently has been to publish another side of the story. Obviously, there's big media out there today in terms of newspapers and television stations and radio stations, but there's also smaller media out there where folks like you and I and folks in the collection industry can have access to that forum and can make their point known to a wide audience without having to go through traditional large media sources. For instance, if a collection agency is faced with a newspaper article or a magazine article that will be coming out that might not share the entire story of the collection agency or might not put it in such a light as the collection agency seeks, the collection agency has opportunities to publish its side of the story, certainly not including any consumer information, but publish its side of the story generally through industry publications. I know ACA has some great publications, DBA has some great publications, Inside Arm is another great source, another great place where a collection agency can publish an article or a story, just giving its side of the story as far as what happened and what's being published. And like I said, that's something that we have had some success when responding to the large media, getting the other media that's out there available and at our disposal at the collection industry to respond. Mike, what about the age-old question, should the agency talk to the media?
You know, I think that's going to come down to the personal preference of the agency owner or management. You know, I think oftentimes our clients do prefer to have some other individual do the speaking, make that presentation to the media for them. So, again, I think it comes down to personal preference, but to have somebody else do the speaking is often a very good strategy.
You know, the standard line is no comment when the media calls, and that seems like the smartest thing to do in a lot of circumstances, but also keep in mind that reporters are gathering information, and in the right circumstances, with the right facts, having some limited contact with the reporter might help put the reporter onto the true facts and shy them away from facts that may be something that's being presented by another side. So that definitely is a balancing act. And to give the typical, you know, lawyer response to that, it certainly does depend on the circumstances. But I think the day of saying automatically no comment to the media is something that you need to take a look at more closely and really ascertain what your goals are and what other avenues are available to you to respond to the story that's going to be published or that has been published. Finally, Mike, let's talk a little bit about responding to a crisis in the sense of employee misconduct. And that would be a situation where a collection agency learns that an employee has stolen some consumer data, perhaps lost a laptop with some consumer data on it, or the employee has engaged in some other misconduct, be it threatening toward a coworker, or a situation where maybe even an employee has committed some type of crime or misconduct outside of the office. And Mike, what are your initial thoughts on how a collection agency should respond when faced with this this type of employee misconduct?
Well, and I think even before getting to that point, it's important that the agency has a employee manual, employee policies, discipline policy, that you've worked those out with your counsel, with your HR department, that you have those in place and that you stick to them. So if somebody steps out of bounds, you've got a set procedure in place for how you're going to respond to it.
Absolutely, and I think that should also apply to, it's a great point regarding having the employee handbook, there should also be a code of conduct for your vendors. If you're outsourcing your letters, if you're outsourcing your call center, if you're outsourcing what have you, there should be a code of conduct, a contractual code of conduct in place so that everyone knows what the rules are and everyone knows what the response will be if there has been some type of misconduct by an employee. You know, Mike, I always think the number one concern when faced with a crisis of this type is determine the and secure the physical safety of all individuals involved. you know, we often look to business, we look to a lot of other things, but we always have to remember the number one thing to keep in mind, especially if you have a situation with an employee who might be dangerous or threatening, that you need to secure the safety of your individuals involved in whatever the situation is. Mike, talk to me a little bit about some other steps that a collection agency might want to make when faced with a situation involving some type of employee misconduct.
Well, the another issue other than the personal safety is the security of the data. You know, obviously collection agencies deal with a lot of consumer data, which can be stolen, identity theft. So making sure that that data is secured, and now most agencies are going to have a policy in place for doing that pursuant to their clients' wishes and best policies of that agency regardless. But so making sure you've got that policy in place for securing the data. Also, you know, what happens if that information, if information is stolen, you know, notifying the consumers that this has happened. You know, I think just today looking on the internet, I saw that, is it Zappos? Mm-hmm. 24 million consumers possibly had their information stolen. So just being able to, you know, figure out how many people are at issue here, how to best notify them. And it's probably worth talking to your counsel at that point in time in terms of proceeding with notification of the consumers.
Certainly there are laws that govern notification procedures under the Fair Credit Reporting Act and under a variety of other privacy laws. So when faced with a data security breach, definitely giving notice to the consumers, the affected consumers, is important. But here again, you have to do it within the confines of the laws that are in place. I think another important consideration is involving law enforcement, particularly if you have a theft of data or you have some type of other situation involving employee misconduct. And then finally, something that's overlooked a lot of times is notifying regulators. You know, we had that situation in the state of Minnesota where more than $1 million in fines were issued against 9 collection agencies. And when you strip away all the media attention and you strip away everything and you just read what the actual consent orders stated, most of those fines were issued because the collection agencies did not notify the Department of Commerce when they had terminated employees for violating the collection agency statute. So one thing you need to keep in mind when you're dealing with employees is, what is my duty to the regulators and what do I need to say in those states where I am licensed? Mike, we are out of time, but thank you for a great show. I'd like to also thank our executive producer, Angela Holden. We're looking to roll out a new website with some new features for the podcast and for the blog. So from everyone here at Moss & Barnett, thank you very much, and we look forward to talking to you next time.
Visit the website for this podcast at thedebtcollectiondrill.com. You can send feedback to the drill at moss-barnett.com and follow us on Twitter at collectdrill. This program does not create an attorney-client relationship between Moss & Barnett, a professional association, or any attorney appearing on this program and any listener. Please remember that we can only give general information and every case is unique. Always check with your individual attorney for any specific legal concerns.